So I'm around here, and I know it's noisy, so give me a second to get started. So okay, so message for today is don't give up on the spark that you had when you were a kid. So we all have this particular thing that we want to do when we grow up, that we want to do when we are a bit more capable, that we dream as children. For me, it happened to be sketching. I love sketching and I love to draw, but somehow I left it in the between, same case with music and a lot of things that I have recently picked up again. And I realized that the reason I was doing so is that I was in a way procrastinating. And if you have read The Magic of Thinking Big, it's a disease called executitis. And the thing is, it's a disease of excuses. Like, you keep making excuses like, I will do it later, I will do when I'm a bit older, I will do when I'm married, and things like that. So one sec. And we keep doing this, and I realized that since the kid, I would play guitar when I'm in college. And in college, I realized I still don't know how to play guitar. So I finally learned it, but it wouldn't have happened if my circumstances weren't as if I had to learn. Like, I was pretty depressed, and that's why I got into music. So I was in a way lucky that I learned what I wanted to. And similarly with sketching. And a lot of times we still don't do what we really want to. I wanted to urge that you do what you really want to. You do those things that makes you feel alive. You do those things that gives you energy to live another day. Do those things that lighten up your eyes. Like, yeah, this is me. This is who I am. Like that. So one thing I haven't been doing, like, I recently realized that I had this particular limiting belief about dating. So I'm 24 and I've been saying to myself, I'm too old to date. Like, come on, man, people are just getting started. And I realized it's like a flash of light. And suddenly, okay, this is a limiting belief. And when I started dating and stuff, I realized I feel so young. Okay, I didn't exactly did a lot of it. I did some of it, but yeah, it was a good change. And I feel better. So yeah. And another thing I want to say today is, yeah, limiting beliefs, all those limiting beliefs, resolve those things. And of course, most of the time it is us that is who are holding ourselves back. So I had a lot of beliefs that I had to banish, and I was like banging my head, man, this has been stopping me from doing a lot of things. And with sketching, I thought I'm too old to learn to sketch, so I started with normal doodles. I felt like a kid, I felt stupid, but I kept doing it, and now I'm doing a pretty good job. At least I can call myself a novice and not a kid. And it feels good. Yeah, it makes you feel confident, like you're not a phony and you're learning something. You're working towards what you want, you're working towards what you have, you're working towards what makes you happy. So isn't that what life is about? Do things that makes you happy, to experience it completely. And so yeah, resolve those limiting beliefs, do what you feel like. No one can stop you, no one except you can stop you. Do what you really want to do. So anytime you feel like your goal is not being reached due to some outside circumstances, actually look into the mirror and say to yourself, it's because of you. Because yeah, so there has been many instances when Paralympics have become Olympians, and with people with all kind of abilities don't perform really well. And sometimes people who are even disabled, like they have hearing disability or any kind of disability, be it physical or mental, they perform much better. Look at Stephen Hawking, man. Who can beat him? He's got paralysis. He had paralysis. Oh, he's dead. Yeah, he passed away. Sorry, man. So yeah, he had disability, but he didn't let it get to his head. He knew what his purpose was in life, he knew what he wanted to do, and he did it. So yeah, why can't we do that? So why can't we find a purpose? Why can't we work towards perfection, towards our own perfection? Perfection as in what you imagine yourself to be when you were a kid. That person is reachable, and I am almost 90-95% we have reached that person. It kind of feels great. Like, you are who you wanted to be. I think that's a different, completely different video. But you know what? I think I'm gonna fit it into this. So right now I'm in a public place and I don't give a shit what people think of me. I'm recording like crazy. And I think most of us imagine that person when we're growing up, like, I wish I would like that. I wish I could do that. I wish I could do something like that. Yeah, something you understand. So I set out to do some experimentation when I was super depressed. So I wrote this thing down. What is my perfect reality? And I became that. I set out to set up a list of tasks on how I could achieve that, and I did. That person is reachable. If I can do that, so can you. That perfect reality of yourself exists in your mind for a reason. Those are the beliefs that you think are perfect, you think you are capable of doing. And I'm not able to get the right wording, so those are the Thai people. Yeah, you get the idea, I guess. I should stop being nervous. So yeah, somehow popped into here and I had to make a video. So yeah, screw it. So yeah, that kind of person exists, and that kind of vision exists in your mind because you know it exists. You know in your soul, you know in your unconscious that that kind of person exists and it is achievable. So yeah, third thing I want to talk about. So this video is really getting long. Third video I want to talk about is that master of everything. So you have this crazy goal that I've recently set to be master of as many things as I want. So I'm learning sketching, I'm learning making art. I'm doing a pretty good job at it. Programming, I've made it a bit, I've slowed a bit down on it, but yeah, I'm doing a lot of things. I'm into music, I'm doing a lot of things, and the perception in my mind earlier was that you have to do something, you have to focus on something, and this was installed in me by the society, by my parents, like you have to be good at something, you have to do something, one thing or two things, not everything. Actually, I'm not doing everything. Like, people have this notion that people start exploring and they feel like they are doing a little bit of everything, and they feel really scared and what to do, man, what to do, we're doing everything, we know nothing to the complete. So what my experience was that I learned a bit of coding from music as well. So yeah, I learned coding from music. So you want to learn a little bit of everything, that's fine. You are exploring. Life is meant about experiencing. Life is meant about exploring. Do that. Explore everything. But eventually you will come across a time when you will stop exploring. You would have found your perfect combination. It doesn't have to be a particular thing. It doesn't have to be just music. It can be a combination of things. Like, I'm into games primarily because I can work on design, I can work on music, I can work on coding. So those are my perfect combination for me. I can do a little bit of everything. I can have control over it. So time from time, and even more thing that I'm interested in entrepreneurship. I can do sales, marketing, I can do ideation, I can convince, I can persuade people, I can make sales, I can do artwork, and yeah, you need brand identity and all. And I realized that I actually got into coding for entrepreneurship. So why not do it? Why not learn everything I can that would help me get forward in life? Screw everyone who think that you should focus on one thing. Eventually you would find that one thing, but till that time, you must focus on yourself and experience everything you can. Because most of the time, it won't be the one thing that exists in time. But if you look at it, when computer science really came into existence, the early adopters weren't computer scientists. They might have realized that their passion is computer science much later in life. I know some people graduated with a degree in zoology or something, not even mathematics. So they were also figuring out, they were also unhappy, and they were trying to figure out what's the best thing that worked for them. And in the age of 30, 40, 50, they eventually figured out it's computer science, which didn't exist for a particular period of time. So don't give up on it. You would eventually find it. If you're still not finding it, keep experiencing other things and do whatever you feel gives you happiness. We're talking continuously for 11 minutes, and maybe about procrastination I want to talk about more. What's really been affecting me is limiting beliefs and the excuses we make. Yeah, I would get back to the first point there. Stop making excuses. And excuses comes in every form. If you're trying to approach a girl you like, you suddenly start to make excuses. Man, she's gonna reject me. Oh, man, I'm not that smart. Man, I'm not that good looking. And it goes on and on. Shut your mind. Just do it. Similarly with programming, similarly with project management, everything like that. So I started, I was recently doing, I think, doing a lot of things lately. So let's take an example of Unity game I've been working on. So I've been procrastinating that I need to watch this one tutorial, this another tutorial to do it. To write the perfect code, to write it completely manageable. That's not gonna work until you make that project. You can grow from one project, one tutorial to another, but there will always be something that you don't know and you have to find in case when the situation arises. And you don't have that in your control. So stop procrastinating, stop making excuses like you need one more tutorial to make this perfect project of yours. Just start building that project and eventually it will be perfect. And perfection is never reached, actually. And perfection is a myth, but that's a different topic. Maybe I would talk about it. So yeah, perfection. I think this thing I learned this week, yeah, perfection is the biggest myth of all, man. You're not perfect. The road you're walking on is not perfect. And nobody is actually perfect. Even if you draw two dots on a piece of paper that seem to be connected, they won't be perfectly connected. You can go into microscopic level and see that they are not connected. Perfection is a myth. It all depends on perception. Perfection and perception. It's how you look at it. So stop aiming for it. Start small. Start super small. Start by making incremental changes. Start by making experimentation to make it look just a bit better. Eventually it would become perfect. Another thing that affects perfection is time frame. So if you have 10 minutes to do a task, you would think of doing a task with a particular goal in mind. Like you wouldn't aim, suppose you're making a game, you wouldn't think of making a 3D game with all kind of, with multiplayer support and something like that in 10 minutes. You make a basic 2D game with a score, with a normal score, maybe spawning random object. So yeah, and once you do it for that particular time for 10 minutes, the game that created for with 10 minutes would be perfect for that time frame. I hope that makes sense. Again, the same point, perfection depends on perception, how you see it. I'm perfect based on my perception. I might not be on my parents' perception or my friends' perception. But I really don't care. What's gonna matter in the end is how I think about it. If everybody thinks that I'm perfect for them, but I'm actually not perfect for myself, then that would be a big issue, and probably that's why a lot of suicides happen. Like that that particular person is perfect for everyone but not themselves, which can lead to a severe kind of identity crisis. And actually I've been there, not because of this reason, partially because of this reason, trying to please everyone but not yourself. Eventually you get burned out, eventually you die, start dying from inside, and then you realize that mental pain is much, much more greater than physical pain. And again, get pretty gloomy. I won't get into it. So yeah, most people are suffering from this, trying to be perfect in everyone's eyes. So I think 16 minutes, yeah, I've been rambling about it again and again. Maybe that's it. I should call it off. Next week, I'm probably working. Yeah, I should call it off.